We have an opportunity tonight to continue in the theme of the spoken word from our sacred, spiritual, intimate place. This chant and what we have just done together has created an atmosphere. We get to hold that as we participated in it. It is still our container of spiritual intimacy. Sacred protection for that. And those who will speak tonight are going to speak from that place, into that place, and of that place. And what I would like to start with is a piece that Tessa sent to a number of us. It's from Ken Wilber, from awaken.org, and the piece is called "You Must Shout from the Heart." The alarming fact is that any realization of depth carries a terrible burden. Those who are allowed to see are simultaneously saddled with the obligation to communicate that vision in no uncertain terms. That is the bargain. You were allowed to see the truth under the agreement that you would communicate it to others. And this is truly a terrible burden, a horrible burden, because in any case, there is no room for timidity. The fact that you might be wrong is simply no excuse. You might be right in your communication, and you might be wrong, but that doesn't matter. What does matter, as Kierkegaard so rudely reminded us, is that only by investing and speaking your vision with passion can the truth, one way or another, finally penetrate the reluctance of the world. Given the measure of your own authentic realization, you are actually thinking about gently whispering into the ear of that near deaf world? No, my friend, you must shout. Shout from the heart of what you have seen. Shout however you can. But not indiscriminately. Let us proceed carefully with this transformative shout. Let small pockets of radically transformative spirituality, authentic spirituality, focus their efforts and transform their students. And let these pockets slowly, carefully, responsibly, humbly begin to spread their influence, embracing an absolute tolerance for all views, but attempting nonetheless to advocate a true and authentic and integral spirituality by example, by radiance, by obvious release, by unmistakable liberation. Let those pockets of transformation gently persuade the world and its reluctant selves, and challenge their legitimacy, and challenge their limiting translations, and offer an awakening in the face of the numbness that haunts the world at large. Let it start right here, right now, with us, with you, and with me, and with our commitment to breathe into infinity until infinity alone is the only statement that the world will recognize. Let a radical realization shine from our faces and roar from our hearts and thunder from our brains. This simple fact, this obvious fact, that you, in the very immediateness of your present awareness, are in fact the entire world, and in all its frosts and fever, in all its glories and its grace, in all its triumphs and its tears. You do not see the sun, you are the sun. You do not hear the rain, you are the rain. You do not feel the earth, you are the earth. And in that simple, clear, unmistakable regard, translation has ceased in all domains, and you have transformed into the very heart of the cosmos itself. And there, right there, very simply, very quietly, it is all undone. Wonder and remorse will then be alien to you, and self and others will be alien to you, and outside and inside will have no meaning at all. And in that obvious shock of recognition, where my master is myself, and that self is the cosmos at the large, and the cosmos is my soul, you will walk very gently into the fog of this world and transform it entirely by doing nothing at all.